Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, or is it a day of infamy? Is it a day of disaster? Is it a day that is like the end of the world and will gin up Democrats to make major changes in our governmental system? What kind of changes? Well, first of all, getting rid of the filibuster so they can now pass a new federal law replacing Roe v. Wade, which, at least according to an illegally leaked court decision written by Justice Alito, is going to end up on the ash heap of history. Or is it? To help go through all of this confusion, we have a number of outstanding scholars, none more outstanding or influential than Alan Dershowitz, longtime professor at Harvard Law School for 50 years, more, now a professor emeritus. Alan, you are not surprised, are you, by this outcome? Surprised at the leak, but surprised at the outcome.
I'm shocked at the leak. You know, I've been following the Supreme Court for 60 years. I clerked on it. Nothing like this has ever happened. I am surprised at the outcome. I really thought that Chief Justice Roberts would be able to get one vote or perhaps two votes to simply affirm the Mississippi case involving 15 weeks, but not reach out and reverse Roe versus Wade yet. I thought maybe that would be coming in years to come, but they would do it gradually by first upholding the Mississippi statute. But in an act of what can only be called judicial activism, the court said, look, we have the numbers, let's do it. And that's what seems to be happening.
Do you believe that there will be success? Because it seems to me there may be in putting forward a national piece of legislation to basically replace Roe legislatively.
Well, there are three steps. First, the Democrats have to have a majority. They don't seem to have it in the Senate. There are two senators at least that probably won't vote for a national right to abortion bill. If they overcome that and overcome the legislative filibuster, then they still have to survive in the courts, because this court may not uphold a national right of abortion based on the Commerce Clause. That's the way it would have to be done. They'd have to argue that since people will travel in interstate commerce to get abortions, Congress has the right to nationally legislate the right of abortion applied to all the states. That's a stretch. It's not so clear that that would be upheld by this Supreme Court.
Now, just to make it clear for everyone, first of all, this decision has not been announced yet. And we don't even know how Justice Roberts is going to vote on this decision, but since right now it's 5-3, there's a majority anyway. But this does not actually change the law in any state, does it?
Well, not by itself. What it does is it gives the states the power to do more than just restrict abortion, but to abolish it. And the next step is going to be the very hard question is, how far can states go? Can they abolish the right to have an abortion pill just days after pregnancy? Can they stop abortion clinics from giving out pills, not doing surgical abortions? These are issues that will have to be tested in the courts. So we're in for a long series of legislative and judicial battles. I'm going to make a political prediction here, which will be very questionable to some. I think in the end this will help the Democrats electorally and hurt Republicans, because the vast majority of American voters believe that a woman should have some right of abortion. And if they have to vote for that legislatively, I think a lot of moderate Republicans and independents may well say, look, I don't want my daughter going to a back alley abortionist. I want there to be some right of abortion. So it may turn out to bite them in the rear end politically, but that's, unclear.
Yeah, again, all of these laws that have been passed recently, clearly the Mississippi law, which allows 15 weeks for a legal abortion, and then there's a ban after 15 weeks, Mississippi would survive. I think the Oklahoma law and the Texas law are among the most severe, where in the Texas law it's 6 weeks. What strikes me, Alan, about all of this is when you look back at the polling, and I just did this morning, it's been very, very consistent. It's never been an overwhelming majority who say they are pro-choice, but it's been a majority. And what this seems to show is that up till now, the passion has really been on the pro-life side. People are fighting to save the lives of babies, and that motivates them very profoundly. Do you agree with me that there has been more passion on this issue from the pro-life side than the pro-choice side?
Not only do I agree with that, but I wrote back in 1973 when Roe was decided, and then I published something in a book in 2000 in which I said exactly that, that Roe versus Wade, from the point of view of having a woman have the right to choose, may have been a mistake, because it really created a tremendous political movement among right-to-lifers, and the other side said, well, we don't have to really organize. We have the Supreme Court on our side. And it's always a mistake if you're in politics to rely on the Supreme Court. You have to get the voters behind you. That's a big mistake that liberals have made over the years. You know, they won such great victories in Brown versus Board of Education, in the right to gay marriage, in the right to marry people of a different race. All of those were important victories by the Supreme Court, and the left got very lazy politically. And it's only been recently, when Roe was endangered, that the left became energized, and now they're going to be very energized, and I think that may have an impact even in the 2022 midterms, but more likely in years to come.
Right now, a number of people, Eric Swalwell, Ocasio-Cortez, Senator Schumer, lots of people on the Democratic side, and we'll play that for folks a little bit later in the show, but they're saying that this is just the beginning. Next, the GOP is going to be coming after gay marriage. It's going to be coming after prayer in schools. It's going to be coming after lots of other elements of settled law. I don't believe that to be true, do you?
I believe it's partially true. They won't go after gay marriage. They won't go after contraception. They will go after prayer in the schools, but they're already after prayer in the schools. Look, the Kennedy case, you know, prayer after a football game. The religious right is very much attacking, and I think they have the numbers on their side. Look, as you know, the reason I'm right all the time and Tubin and Tribe are always wrong is because I never allow my politics and my own personal preferences to interfere with my analysis, whereas these other characters are always predicting what they want to happen or what they are fearful of happening without necessarily analyzing the issues carefully and objectively. And my careful and objective analysis says, the right's going to be pretty well satisfied on the issue of gay rights and miscegenation, issues of that kind. They will go after religious prayer in the school. So I think you're mostly correct.
Okay. Can you imagine Republican candidates making a demand as part of their campaigns for the court to go further on other issues, to basically to become an activist court to move the country in a more conservative direction?
I think they will on religion, because they have the polls on their side. The vast majority of Americans believe in prayer in the school, and they believe in Christian prayer in the school. That's unconstitutional in my view, but that's what the polls show, and I think the Supreme Court's inclined toward that. For example, in the Kennedy case, imagine if Kennedy were a Muslim, a coach, and he got to the court after the game and said, now let's pray to Allah, let's read from Sharia, and let's, or if it was an atheist coach, he said, don't credit God with this victory, this was just hard work, and individual, they wouldn't have allowed that. So when you say prayer in the schools, you mean Christian prayer, and you mostly mean Protestant prayer.
By the way, I'm not sure I agree with you at all on that. I think, frankly, if Coach Kennedy had been a Muslim coach, he just wouldn't have had enough participants to make it an issue. Alan Dershowitz, I know you have to run. More to come on what next on the abortion issue on the Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3 week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you want to hear more of Alan Dershowitz, and it's usually a bracing idea, even if you disagree with him entirely on what he has to say, he says it so well and in such a provocative manner. It's always enlightening and entertaining. He's available on The Dare Show, D-E-R-S-H-O-W, like Dare Show, as if it were German. This is available on Rumble and Apple. And you can hear more as people are trying to react to an extremely fluid situation. For one thing, there is now an authoritative article saying that the copy of the opinion written by Judge Justice Alito and signed on to by four of his colleagues, giving him a bare majority on the court, with Justice Roberts not committed yet one way or another. But with that going on, it is a genuine opinion. It is legitimate. This is the draft right now. It's not too late for the court to change it. It's not too late for one of the justices who has signed on to the decision to switch. I think that would be very unlikely, because the people behind this decision are the three Trump appointees, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch and Amy Coney Barrett, and they are joined by Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito, who wrote the opinion, and that's a pretty solid five. That's the majority that everybody's been talking about. Does this represent the end of the day? No, but it has provoked the tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password, so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, this is from Eric Swalwell, the congressman from California, scandal-tinged congressman from California. Eric Swalwell tweets out today, the Republicans won't stop with banning abortion. They want to ban interracial marriage. Do you want to say that? Well, then you should probably vote. Okay, given the fact that there are going to be, as soon as she takes her seat, two black justices on the Supreme Court, and both of those black justices, both Ketanji Brown Jackson and Clarence Thomas, happen to be married to white people. I think the attempt to ban interracial marriage, first of all, who wants to ban interracial marriage? Has there been a single Republican voice, a single voice outside, I mean, the fever swamps of the extreme, 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 beyond Marjorie Taylor Greene, anybody who has talked about we have to go back to banning marriage between different races? And that was the case. There was the Blessing case in 1967. They even made a pretty good movie about it. And in 1967, there were still 15 states that had bans on interracial marriage. And the court, in a decision that nobody contests, threw them out. The difference with Roe v. Wade is basically there is a 14th Amendment that says you are guaranteed equal protection of the law. In other words, equal rights before the law, before the power of government, regardless of your race, that you can't make the application of rights contingent on somebody's racial status. It's one of the bases in which people actually go up against, and this is going to be another key decision, very controversial to be sure. I think this court is very likely to strike down race-based admissions, college admissions, and other ideas of preferential racial treatment. It goes against the 14th Amendment, regardless of which race you're hurting or promoting. American people are, as Dr. King, of course, famously said, supposed to be judged on the content of our character, not the color of our skin. So, by the way, other tweets today, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez warned progressives that the Supreme Court isn't just coming for abortion. After a leak of the Supreme Court draft ruling that would overturn Roe v. Wade, quote, as we've warned, SCOTUS isn't just coming for abortion, they're coming for the right to privacy Roe rests on, which includes gay marriage plus civil rights. Well, it doesn't. She's wrong. The idea of the Obergefell case, which basically mandated gay marriage for all of the states, and gay marriage is safe. Over 70% of people in America support gay marriage. And what you would have to have here is an overturning of the Obergefell decision. No one's even suing about that. I'm not even sure how you'd have standing to sue about that. And then on top of that, you would have to have a revision in the laws in every legislature in the land to come into confirmation. And there would be very few legislatures that would want to overturn the impact of Obergefell. In other words, what you would have for gay marriage to be struck down would be some kind of case that said, no, the court had no right to mandate gay marriage in the Obergefell decision. It was wrongly decided. I believe that to be true, by the way. But then after that, you would have to go to California and New York and Alabama and Oklahoma and everywhere across the country and ask the legislatures to figure out what they want to do about it. Because right now, at the moment, the entire country is following the dictate of the court made some years ago in the Obergefell case. So gay marriage is a reality. And Ocasio-Cortez then tweeted, Manchin is blocking Congress codifying Roe. House has seemingly forgotten about Clarence Thomas. I don't know what she wants the House to do about Clarence Thomas. These two points must change. Okay, does she want to see Clarence Thomas impeached? That's always a possibility for the House to take on because of his wife's comments during the crisis surrounding January 6th, really? The liberal firebrand continued taking shots at Senator Joe Manchin and Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Okay, what exactly has Thomas done here? The idea that that all of this is now up for grabs, what it is, it's a desperate maneuver to try to stir up voters. Because there's all kinds of evidence that the Democrats are in trouble with voters right now. Will that change with this case? Should it change with this case? 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back with the latest from President Biden's reaction coming up on the MedVet Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is assuming the presidency of the United Nations Security Council. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says that the Security Council will work to prevent food insecurity.
I've seen starvation up close with my own eyes, that famine and acute malnutrition are largely caused by war, sometimes intentionally. It's really unacceptable.
She notes that Russia's invasion of Ukraine is preventing Ukraine from exporting the grain they usually produce, and it's adding to food instability globally. She says the United States will be taking action to address food insecurity in May. U.S. and Western officials expect Russian President Vladimir Putin may formally declare war on Ukraine as soon as next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there's a statement that's been released by President Biden. There apparently is going to be more. We will bring it to you when he actually talks about it. His formal statement from the White House on this issue, he says, "We do not know whether this draft is genuine or whether it reflects the final decision of the court." They are reporting elsewhere that the Chief Justice is furious. And he said this, and he said, "To the extent this betrayal of the confidences of the court was intended to undermine the integrity of our operations, it will not succeed. The work of the court will not be affected in any way," Roberts said. "We at the court are blessed to have a workforce, permanent employees and law clerks alike, intensely loyal to the institution and dedicated to the rule of law." That begs the question, okay, who then leaked this? Alan Dershowitz gave the opinion. He thought it might be some junior clerk who thought that he or she could stop this opinion written by Justice Alito from actually becoming the law of the land and being announced. It would normally be announced some weeks from now. There's also talk that they may speed up the release of this final judgment. And Democrats, of course, are eager to see that because it would change the whole politics of the moment, which look, other than this latest development, just deadly for Democrats. In any event, speaking of Democrats, the president goes on in his statement. "With that critical caveat," meaning that nobody knows for sure whether the draft is genuine, though now Justice Roberts and others on the court have said it is, "with that critical caveat, I want to be clear on 3 points about the cases before the Supreme Court. First, my administration argued strongly before the court in defense of Roe v. Wade. We said that Roe is based on a long line of precedents recognizing the 14th Amendment's concept of personal liberty against government interference with intensely personal decisions, unquote. I believe that a woman's right to choose is fundamental. Roe has been the law of the land for almost 50 years, and basic fairness and the stability of our law demand that it not be overturned. Second, shortly after the enactment of Texas law SB 8 and other laws restricting women's reproductive rights, I directed my gender policy council, who knew the White House had a gender policy council, but of course, and White House counsel's office to prepare options for an administration response to the continued attack on abortion and reproductive rights under a variety of possible outcomes in the cases pending before the Supreme Court. We will be ready when any ruling is issued. Well, that means they must be ready now, because this ruling could be issued literally at any moment and probably will be issued sooner than it was initially expected. Third, the president says, if the court does overturn Roe, it apparently will, it will fall on our nation's elected officials at all levels of government to protect a woman's right to choose. And it will fall on voters to elect pro-choice officials this November. At the federal level, we will need more pro-choice senators and pro-choice majority in the House to adopt legislation that codifies Roe, which I will work to pass and sign into law. This is all very difficult. In terms of scheduling some kind of a vote on this issue, as long as they have a filibuster, they would probably be able to block that. They also may not have, regardless of the question of a filibuster, they may not have a Senate majority that wants to strike down or overcome or codify Roe and guarantee abortion. In other words, it would probably have to be, in order to get a Senate majority, a much more moderate situation that would be more like the Mississippi law. Now, what's the importance of the Mississippi law? That was the law that the court was hearing when this decision, if it is in fact a legitimate decision, and it is one that actually was written by Justice Alito, it sounds like him. I mean, it bears his style, as a number of people have commented. But when they come down to a vote, they will probably go the way of the kind of compromise bill that they passed in Mississippi. Now, you hear Mississippi, you think, oh, this is going to be so extreme. The Texas law, you could say, is extreme. The Oklahoma law is relatively extreme. Mississippi is not. Because Mississippi allows abortion to continue up till 15 weeks. And the Planned Parenthood itself says that 95% of all abortions do occur before 15 weeks. So basically what you're doing is you're eliminating 5% of the abortions nationally, not just in Mississippi, but nationally, if this particular regulation takes hold. Now, the thing about what Professor Dershowitz was talking about was he thought that the court would basically just pass on the Mississippi law and say, okay, this law's okay, without making any more sweeping statement. The statements by Justice Alito in the apparent decision are very sweeping. And they're very right. The one thing he says is that the Constitution of the United States, and you can look through it and look through it and look through it, and it's a good idea for everybody to do that. It's kind of refreshing. It sharpens the mind. It's well worth undertaking. But try to find anything that even vaguely hints at a constitutional position on abortion. It doesn't. There's no way and no place that the Constitution or any of the amendments to the Constitution say a damn thing about a right to privacy. I remember back in law school there was a dissent for the Griswold case, which came up just a few years before I was actually in law school. And the dissent in the Griswold case was by Hugo Black,
a great Roosevelt-appointed justice, Franklin Roosevelt-appointed justice, and yes, a former member of the Ku Klux Klan, but he had gone on to become a groundbreaking justice, particularly on civil rights issues, like the Brown versus School Board case, like the whole idea of getting rid of segregation, getting rid of Jim Crow. And Justice Black wrote a dissent on the Griswold case, which set up the whole idea of a constitutional right to privacy, saying, no, no, the Constitution doesn't say anything about privacy, but we can take an emanation of a penumbra, and a penumbra is an extended shadow. In other words, we can mind read into what these dead founders and what the dead authors of the 14th Amendment had to say about various issues, and then extrapolate and create this whole basic superstructure called the right to privacy. And the one thing that some of the alarmists here are right about is that if there were, first of all, the court doesn't just decide what goes and what doesn't go. It hears cases. And it, for the court, for instance, the original Griswold right to privacy case was a case about a law in Connecticut that outlawed contraceptives, which were just coming into practice at that time in 1964 when that court was adjudicated, when that case was adjudicated. And the idea is there are no pending cases to try to overturn Griswold. So Griswold stands, even though the court writes derisively about the so-called right to privacy, which was made up for that case. We will get to more and some of the voices. A U.S. senator, I mean, just freaking out, calling this decision, if it is in fact the right decision, a five-alarm fire. What are the five alarms? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee for Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines, become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider,
if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
They're not talking about it yet, but I think they will be, certainly by the end of the week. I mean, that's not a long time, right? Not in the midst of a ferocious political season like we have today. Right now, a very close primary. Today is primary day in Ohio. We will see what happens, and we'll get to opportunity to talk about that a little bit later. Right now, what everybody is talking about on the Democratic side is trying to push and push and push to have a federal codification of Roe. And what that means is that with the Roe v. Wade decision basically gone and erased, and it was something that is not part of the Constitution, it is an opinion that was waged by the Supreme Court, which of course has the force of law, until the court changes its opinion. And at least five justices appear ready to change the opinion that the Constitution of the United States and the people who are there at the Constitutional Convention or who passed the Bill of Rights, James Madison largely responsible for that, that they all had it in mind secretly that abortion should be considered a human right. Well, most Americans do agree with that, by the way. I mean, 54% of Americans, according to a brand new poll by the Washington Post and ABC News, 54% of Americans think the 1973 Roe decision should be upheld. 28% think it should be overturned. That's almost exactly a 2-to-1 margin against what the court has just done. But then again, the court is not supposed to be basing its decisions on opinion polls or even prospective voters, because the court has this unique power to overcome decisions made by elected legislatures. And that's why what this decision would mean would be sending this back to the states. And right now there is no way that anything in this decision is going to alter anything in the California law or the state of Washington law or the New York state law. It could have impact of allowing other states that have passed laws restricting abortion, allowing those restrictions to stand. But nothing changes because, except in those states where the legislatures have voted for changes. Let us go to Matthew calling in from Oregon. You're on the Michael Medved show.
Hey, Michael. All right. So what you're talking to is someone who, like, I don't like you. Okay, so here's the deal. It sounds to me like the Republican Party, especially your end of it, is in the process of changing out who the voter blocks that they want to attract. Me, there's not a whole lot to the Republican Party as far as the economics and a lot of that stuff that I'm actually attracted to. But what has always gotten me to vote Republican was kind of always the promise that we're kind of working on getting rid of, you know, getting rid of abortion. Because you're a pro-lifer, and I've had to really sit down and think about it, and I've been talking to a lot of people in my community, and they're starting to, like, see it more my way. I'm not a pro-lifer. I'm anti-murder. And I look at it as a Holocaust, whereas you look at it as political stuff, you know, a political thing. And if you, like, for me, your perspective, like, if it goes to the Mississippi way, for me, that's not even a win. That's just like people.
Wait. If you believe that abortion is murder, wouldn't you take a compromise that that basically ended 95% of the murders in the country? And the Mississippi law, which allows abortion up to 15 weeks, is something that protects, and particularly when you talk about the ability of a baby to feel pain, the ability of a baby in the course of development, that's something that was even in the original Roe v. Wade decision. That's why during Roe v. Wade, it stopped those horrific late-stage abortions, of which there, thankfully, are very few because it's against the law.
I see that, but the problem is now is really what is the pitch to a guy? I really am a single issue, barely, like, I'm a single issue Republican voter.
Got it.
It's either that or it'd be anti-Democrat party. Like, those are kind of what you're working with me. The rest of the stuff, I kind of disagree with a lot of other things. Like, I believe that multinational corporations should have severe regulations on them. You guys don't believe that. I believe things that you just, I'm a little, probably way too protectionist for you guys. And I understand that. And so I'm trying to think, okay, for me, I'm looking at, okay, let's say that helps out with that, but is the Republican Party still fighting to go farther? What are they doing?
What we're going to be seeing, and this is, it's a great call, and I appreciate your position, Matthew, but one of the things you should look forward to is, I think ultimately there's going to be a Democratic push for a constitutional amendment. They have no chance of getting it because they would need two-thirds of both houses of Congress and three-quarters of the state legislature. They won't get it. But in a place of a constitutional amendment, they're going to try to do, and as Professor Dershowitz pointed out, based on the Commerce Clause, a national law that would guarantee the right to abortion. Now, whether that guarantees the right to abortion right up to the moment of delivery, probably their law would try to do that. They won't get that passed. And for you to continue to enjoy, and you should, the victory on the pro-life decision that was just rendered by Justice Alito and that's going to be issued at some point soon, that decision is going to need protection against efforts to go after it in every state. And again, people are different in this state by state. However, even if you look at states like Texas, which has one of the most restrictive abortion laws, they protect the baby from the development of 6 weeks on. And but that is not supported by a majority of voters in Texas. And that's why the Democrats find this. And by the way, your negativity about the Democratic Party is something that I share. And one of the things they are going to try to do is to push this to their political advantage. And they do that with statements like this from Senator Patty Murray, our statement up here in the state of Washington, who described our situation at the morning this morning like this. This is clip 17.
This is a five-alarm fire. It is exactly the kind of dangerous outcome I have been warning about and was always the goal of Republicans. They are already banning abortion in state legislatures across our country. They are already planning for a federal ban right here in the Senate. And they already pushed through the far-right justices to overturn Roe and end the right to an abortion. In a matter of days or weeks, the horrifying reality is we could live in a country without Roe, a country where women are forced to remain pregnant no matter their personal circumstances. And yes, we are also talking about situations like rape or incest.
Okay, she goes on, and again, a five-alarm fire. And that prospect, I think Democrats are licking their chops over, because some of the polling here, well, for instance, there's this, and this again from an ABC News Washington Post poll, the finds that 57% of Americans oppose their state making abortions legal only in the first 15 weeks of pregnancy. And Arizona, Florida, Idaho, Kentucky, Texas, Wyoming have passed new abortion restrictions recently, and 4 out of 10 residents in those states are even aware that those restrictions were passed in their states. They're going to become aware. We're all going to become aware. And we need to be prepared in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.